It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The shooting death of Sayreville, New Jersey councilmember Eunice Drumfour has sent shockwaves across the state, but nowhere more than in the municipality where she served. To get a better sense of who Ms. Drumfour was in life, one of her colleagues, Sayreville councilmember Vincent Conte, joins us. Mr. Conte, I would say good morning, but not so after what happened this week. And let me say how sorry we are for your loss, sir.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. The folks of Sayreville and Eunice's family certainly appreciate your condolences.
I have to ask you off the top here. Do you know of anyone who would do harm to her?
I don't. Eunice was such a vibrant and personable individual with a smile a mile wide. I couldn't dream of it. Honestly, I couldn't dream of it. That's why I think this is so tragic and devastating to me and to all of us here. It just doesn't make any sense. Makes no sense.
You sat next to her on the council. What was it like working with her? What kind of leader was she?
Well, she was new on the council. So 2022 was her first year. So she was learning the ropes. And actually for me, it was my second year. So she was learning the ropes and she was getting her feet wet. And she did a nice job. She really did a nice job with that. Once she hit her stride, she started to have a louder voice. But I will say that, you know, what was most prevalent about her was that she was always grateful. She was always appreciative. She was always thanking God for what she was able to do and for the people of our town. And she was just appreciative to be there and appreciative of the conversations and the dialogue she had with our residents and our professionals. She was happy to be there, and she was happy to be working on behalf of the residents of Sayreville. And that's what I saw from her.
Mr. Conte, do you know, was she the first African-American to serve on the council?
I believe she was, Michael. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe she was.
Tell me, what issues was she passionate about? What did she advocate for?
Well, I will say that she was a member of the Human Relations Commission, which goes to what you said earlier about why. I mean, she was promoting the peace building within our community through community engagement. I mean, that's what she was about. She was a dedicated Christian, a regular churchgoer involved in the community. And that's what she was about. That's what she was about building amongst our residents, amongst the people that she knew. I mean, that's what she believed in most. And that's what she promoted first and foremost.
A violent crime of this nature, Mr. Conte, is obviously very jarring. How are your constituents doing? How are the people of Sayreville reacting to this?
Well, Michael, I'll say that we're all in shock. It's only been a couple of days at this point. And I don't know that it's really set in just yet. We haven't had a council meeting in the days past. We've got one coming up on the 13th of February. And I know that will be a pretty devastating meeting for us. I've watched the social media, and everyone is an outpouring of condolences and support for us, for Eunice and her family. That's what I've seen thus far. I think everybody's still in shock, and it hasn't really set in. I mean, it's sad. I think about those things when I take some time to think about what's going on, about Eunice being a mother, being a newlywed, being so involved in the community. I just, it will set in. It will set in soon once we see some of those realities, but it's devastating for all of us.
Vincent Conte is a council member in Sayreville, New Jersey, who served with Eunice Drumfour. Councilmember Conte, thank you for joining us in this difficult time.
My pleasure, Michael. Thank you very much.